All right, here we go. It's BV Today, 96.3 News Radio, KKOV. Thanks for being with us. Branded Vogt, producer Michael Carlisle. And the whole issue with Britney Spears and her conservatorship, of course, you know, she's a celebrity. People want to know about that stuff. But it's actually brought up a lot of questions about conservatorships that aren't, you know, they're out there. And increasingly, more and more people are getting into those sort of things. And David Glass is with us. He's an attorney and also an analyst on such matters. David, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for having me on.
All right. First off, let's. So there's two kinds of conservatorships, right? An estate and a personal one. Tell me the difference between these two.
Sure. So, yeah, there are two different types. There's a conservator of the estate, and that person is appointed if the person who needs help can't handle their own money and can't handle investments or income or can't budget for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
The other person is the conservator of the person. And that type of conservator is appointed if the person can't handle their own personal decisions, what doctors they see, what therapists they see, what kind of medications they should have to take. Generally, one person is appointed to do both jobs, but sometimes the court will appoint different people for the two different jobs.
And most of the time, it's the family member that will make the case here and take this to court?
Sure. In the vast majority of conservatorships, we're dealing with someone who is suffering from dementia or Alzheimer's, who's elderly, and a family member steps in and assumes those dual roles of handling their medical care and handling their estate. And in most of those cases, there isn't opposition because the person is sort of too far gone cognitively to step up and say, I don't want this to happen.
Yeah, and that's what the situation with Britney Spears is rare here, because she's, you know, a very young woman, had been a professional for many years, even as a kid. But, of course, you know, there were some underlying things going on in her personal life, and her father decided this is the best thing for her.
Yeah, and I mean, it's an unusual conservatorship because it's based on mental illness problems. She was having some problems with depression. She was having some problems really understanding what was real and what wasn't real. And her father stepped in, and the court records show that although she had been the hottest entertainer for all of the 90s, she had less than $1 million to her name at that point. So she had really been spending and essentially throwing away her money. She'd been getting in trouble with the paparazzi and attacking some members of them, and really was out of control. So her dad stepped in, and the court granted this conservatorship, but it's 13 years ago. It's a very long time.
Now, with her and as much money as she made, and for her to not have very much money left, I mean, it's hard for one person to spend all that money. Do you think she was taken advantage of by people around her to get rid of all that money as fast as it, because it's basically like this money was going out as soon as it was coming in, as much as she was making at that time period.
Right. And in any of these cases where celebrities or performers or professional athletes run through this money, it's a combination of their own spending habits and then having a team around them who really isn't looking out for them. So you have a business manager who takes 5% of anything that's made. You have a talent manager who takes 10%. Maybe you have an agent who takes an additional 10%. So before you turn around, you've lost 25% of what you've made, plus paying taxes, and then maybe the rest is just poor spending.
Mm-hmm. It is not uncommon, especially for celebrities and athletes, too. I have a lot of money, and it just disappears, you know, as soon as it comes in.
Right, and that's sort of the weird thing about this Britney Spears case, because you can point, you know, on one hand to a ton of celebrities who are maybe have some sort of mental illness or mental irregularity or are spending their money poorly, and they don't have conservatorships. Elton John ran through an enormous amount of money and then had to sue his business managers. You look at Kanye West, whatever's going on with him, no one is running in to take over his life.
Mm-hmm. And some of these cases, though, it's also substance abuse, too, that a lot of this money disappears. In Britney Spears' case, it looks like that's not the case, right?
Yeah, thankfully, there's nothing in the records at all about substance abuse.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's been a bunch of mentions of some sort of bipolar disorder, what used to be called manic depression, based on the medications that she's been prescribed. But what's missing from the record is, what is her status right now? What would a psychiatrist or psychologist say if they did an evaluation of her today?
Mm-hmm. What do you make of Brittany on social media? She's putting a lot of, you know, scantily clad images, and she's kind of making use of Instagram now. Do you think that helps or hurt her in the court's eye with some of the stuff that she's been posting over the last few weeks?
You know, the funny thing is when I represent conservatives who are trying to get out of these things, or I represent people going through their divorces, I tell them to stay off of social media, because anything can be interpreted in any different way. But looking at her recent posts, to me, they look immature. They look like someone who really doesn't understand how life works, and I don't think that helps her case in terms of proving to the court that she understands what needs to be done in her own life and with her own money. But so far, it hasn't hurt her case. It's only pumped up the Free Britney people who are turning out en masse to support her at the courthouse.
Now, are you surprised that movement took off like it did? Because at first it was just kind of oddy. Oh, look at these people, you know, it's Free Britney. And then it's become, you know, kind of a movement. I mean, there's people all over the country that fly in for these hearings and just sit outside the courthouse.
Absolutely. It's unbelievable. There have been a total of 6 hearings going back to March. And I've been at every one of those hearings. In March, there were a couple people out on the street. Back at the last hearing in September 29th, it was hundreds and hundreds of people. They had to close off the street. They were marching around the courthouse. They had their own PA system set up. It's really grown, and there's no doubt in my mind that they have absolutely influenced this court, because the court is moving extremely quickly towards terminating the conservatorship. And in all other probate cases I've been involved with in Los Angeles County, these things take a year, and here we are at 6 months ready to wrap this thing up.
Do you think that Free Britney movement emboldened Britney as it started to go that, hey, I want to do this? You know, it's almost like, because she's a performer, right? And these are people that are her fans. She doesn't want to disappoint them. Do you think that kind of pushed her to pursue this even more?
Absolutely. It pushed her to pursue it and to stand up and say, I want to be able to choose my own attorney. It also pushed her to say, why am I still in this conservatorship? This is wrong. And these might have been things she was thinking privately, but once she heard her crowds and her audience yelling these things back to her, I think it became a lot more real for her.
Yeah, David Glass with us, News Radio KQLB. We're talking about conservatorships. David, can you hang with us for a couple of minutes here?
Absolutely.
All right. More with David Glass as we talk about conservatorships next here on News Radio KQOB. BV Today, 96.3 News Radio KQOB. We're talking with David Glass about conservatorships. And David, in regard to Britney Spears, what happened 3 weeks ago at that last hearing? Where do we kind of stand now? Because I know there's another one coming up in about a month.
Right. So about 3 weeks ago at the most recent hearing, the court went ahead and it suspended her father, Jamie Spears, from serving as the conservator of the estate. Britney's attorneys had been essentially yelling and screaming for months that he should be removed for no other reason than Britney felt threatened by him, felt that he was controlling her life and was doing the wrong things. So the court said that whether anything wrong was done or not, it felt compelled to remove him. And so that was a huge step in Britney's case.
Yeah, so but she wants the whole thing terminated at some point, right? Not just removing Jamie, her father, from the conservatorship.
That's right. And so it's a two-step process, and her attorneys were pretty smart to proceed this way. The first step, you remove the one party who might stand in the way of terminating the conservatorship, and that's her father. Mm-hmm. And now, then, as a second step, in the middle of November, we're going to have another hearing where her attorneys ask for the entire conservatorship to be terminated.
Now, it doesn't have to go to a family member, right? And you can see where there may be some conflicts of interest, especially somebody that makes as much money as somebody like Britney Spears. So what do you advise people on, you know, in a scenario like that? Is it better to have somebody that's a family member or somebody from the outside?
You know, it's a good suggestion to have a combination. If you have a family member making the personal decisions regarding doctors and therapists and medication, that makes a lot more sense. But for managing a large estate, determining what kind of investment returns you have, and then also setting a budget, hiring a professional fiduciary, typically a CPA who has specialized training in managing income and working with conservatees, that's where most people end up going. And that's what the court did here. It appointed a professional conservatee about 3 weeks ago.
Is that Jamie Montgomery, Jody Montgomery?
Jody Montgomery is the conservator of the person. She is a professional conservator and a fiduciary, but she was appointed about 2 years ago just to handle the personal decisions, and now the court has appointed another fellow, a CPA, to handle the money.
Now why didn't Montgomery start the ball rolling on this?
You see, and that's the most interesting question to me that no one has been covering. A lot of the things that Brittany was complaining about were personal decisions. She complained about the medication and what therapist she had to see, and that she couldn't take these kinds of pills or couldn't see those sorts of friends. And for 2 years, that has not been her father. That's been this Jody Montgomery. And yet there's been almost no investigation or even talk about removing Ms. Montgomery. And then to your point, Ms. Montgomery is the person who's currently closest to Brittany and knows exactly how she's performing, and yet she said nothing about, you know, that she has regained her capacity or that she's put the mental illness problems that she used to have far behind her. Mm-hmm. She's been largely silent in the issue. That's the most confusing thing about this case to me.
Yeah, and that what we were hearing from the Brittany camp is what she's most alarmed by, is the fact, you know, maybe she couldn't get married to her boyfriend. She wanted to have another kid, and she felt like, you know, she couldn't do that. And that was stuff that was in Montgomery's field, right?
That's right. And so it seems like the inquiry should have been into, well, what kind of decisions is she making, and why is she not allowing Brittany to get married, or why is she requiring her to have an IUD as a form of birth control? And those questions have not been asked yet.
So if this thing gets terminated, so Brittany would be in charge of her own finances and, of course, personal decisions. And would anybody from that collection that they've set up still be around, or would this whole thing be terminated?
So the whole thing would be terminated. So the people who are currently helping her would not be, they wouldn't be part of a court order that it was their job. But there's nothing stopping Brittany from turning around and then hiring these people as her own personal team. And she absolutely, as any big celebrity, should have a team, including a business manager and someone to watch her investments. And maybe in her case, she should, you know, decide to keep Jody Montgomery or someone like her in place to help her make medical decisions for her, just so that she doesn't fall back into any of the problems that she used to have.
How common are these types of conservatorships, and have you seen a rise in them over the last few years?
Yeah, these mental health conservatorships are extremely rare. Mm. They've got to be less than 5% of all the conservatorships in California and a similar percentage across the country. And in most cases, mental health conservatorships are terminated within a year. You come in, someone is having a hard time, they get put in an inpatient program, they get put on medication, they start seeing a therapist, and things resolve themselves within a couple months, and then the conservatorship goes away. And so they're not that common in the first place, and then in the second position, so the last 13 years is extremely uncommon.
All right, so what happens November 12th? That's the next hearing, right?
That's right, and I think what's going to happen is the court is going to terminate this entire thing. Even though the court has the power to request that a mental health evaluation be done by a psychiatrist or a psychologist, and that professional come into court and state on the record, she's not suffering from symptoms, she has a firm grip on reality, she knows how to manage her money and how to manage her personal affairs. But the court does not have to do that, and it just seems like the court is heading in the direction that if everyone wants this thing terminated, the court's going to go along with everyone's decision.
Now, your professional opinion, do you think this is the right move to go ahead and terminate this whole thing for Britney Spears?
I think ultimately it is. I just wish the court would take that extra step of making sure, bringing in a mental health expert to say she's fine and she can go back out into the world. Otherwise, I think it presents a potential risk that Brittany goes out, returns to whatever problem she has, and soon finds herself back in that same bad situation she was in 13 years ago.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, she's going to be 40 this year, I think. I mean, she entered this thing when she was 27, and we remember, you know, she shaved her head and beaten the car with the umbrella. It just seemed like she's a different person now than she was at that time period.
Absolutely, and I hope for her sake that that she has and that she's learn something through the therapy and learn something about life. Again, she started as a child performer, and child performers don't even go to high school. They get tutored, and so they come out of these things without a lot of real-life experiences on how to handle themselves in their own lives. So hopefully she's learned a lot over these past 13 years, and she's in a better position to make these decisions for herself.
Yeah, David Glass. David, where do folks find you on social media? I know you're pretty active.
If they want to find me, they can go to my website, glassfamilylaw.com. And on Facebook and on Instagram, I'm Law Psych Glass, LawPsychGlass.
All right. David, thanks for spending some time with us this afternoon. Have a great day.
Thanks for having me on.
All right. News is next on 96.3 News Radio KQB.